Let's catch up to date on a Monday morning. Sean and Sue in with you right now. 29 degrees as you're heading out. Let's get the latest, and Rick has your headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. A Brick Township man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for his gruesome role in covering up a murder. The Ocean County prosecutor says 34-year-old Jared Krisiak pleaded guilty to desecration of human remains in the killing of 56-year-old Carrie Rollison last July. The Asbury Park Press reports Krisiak admitted to using a pry bar to separate the victim's joints so his accomplices could dismember the victim's body. Hundreds of people gathered in Manasquan and ran into the ocean on Saturday for the 19th annual Valentine Plunge. The charity event raises money to support those diagnosed with ALS. Organizers said on their website they were looking to break last year's record of $500,000. Another flu wave. Health officials say doctor visits for flu-related symptoms have reached their highest in 15 years. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Rick Rickman. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Believe it or not, we have a trio of storm systems aiming for New Jersey over the next 7 days. The next one in line comes in tomorrow, an all-snow event. Today stays quiet with sun and clouds and chilly temperatures, high of 36 this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight and cold, low 24. Turning cloudy tomorrow, high 34. Snow arrives starting late afternoon, getting steadier and heavier through the evening. Southern Ocean County, 4 to 8 inches, 2 to 4 inches for Northern Ocean and Monmouth counties by Wednesday morning. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.